There are stories stretching from Kuprianuk to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Yuganik, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Dee Dee Pearson's family purchased property within Mush Bay and West Point in Yuganik from the Danielsons in 1947. The family set net in the beginning of the summer and purse seined once the humpies hit.
My dad also had a little boat he called the Anita. It was a 29-foot open boat, which means it wasn't decked over. It had a seine box in the back on the stern, probably seine inside. Then it had a roller to pull the fish in. We had to do it all by hand, of course. No power blocks in those days. The only help we had was a winch to winch it up. In those days, there were lots of humpies. You know, there'd be dark spots. Nobody would sit on a school of fish unless there was a dark brown spot because you'd too much work or just a few fish.
There was a saltery at their Mush Bay property, and there Dee Dee and her family salted red salmon, the humpies they sold to the cannery. Here, Dee Dee describes the work that went into packing a 500-pound barrel with salted reds. It all started with filleting the fish.
And then you lay them skin side down. We had huge terraces, they call them oak terraces, 500-pound barrels. Lay them down, skin down, and you just keep layering them up, and you sprinkle salt on each layer, just sprinkle a rock salt. Rock salt draws the moisture out of the fish and makes its own brine that way. And then you let them do that, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks. I can't remember exactly how long now, but you scum off the blood and fry it, and you repack them. Make sure everything is good. Salting used to be very, very popular because that was one way of preserving fish, you know. For a lot of people love salt. I like salt fish. Soaking it out is a trick, though, to get it just right. You don't do it so much, there's not any flavor left. You're too salty, like, ooh, bitter, you know, if it's too much salt.
The salt in the barrels were provided by the cannery at Yuganik.
Salmon. They're very, very supportive of everything.
After the salmon had cured for several weeks and was repacked in the barrels, Dee Dee's family sold it to the cannery.
They're just good people. They just helped us out a lot.
After 3 hours of conversation with Dee Dee, we had barely made it to the 1950s. I had run out of batteries, and I am eager to go back to learn more about her family's handpack operation at a village islands, which they started in 1959. So stay tuned for more stories from Dee Dee. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.